from Marketplace in New York. I'm David Brancaccio. A fourth round of NAFTA talks begin today in Arlington, Virginia. President Trump repeated threats to pull out of the deal in an interview with Forbes magazine published yesterday, just as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was on his way to D.C. to meet with him on the subject. Meanwhile, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce warned Trump against pushing too far and risk scuttling the 23-year-old agreement with Mexico and Canada. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Topics on the agenda for this round of negotiations are especially contentious.
Each round has been tough and difficult. This is stacked up to be the most important one so far.
Andy Scheuer is a partner with the law firm Sidley Austin.
The view within Washington is that the NAFTA could really be lost.
He says one of the toughest issues this round will be rehashing what share of components in manufactured goods, like cars, must come from NAFTA countries. The U.S. is staking out really aggressive positions on a range of issues, which will make it tough to get a deal, says Gustavo Flores Macias, a government professor at Cornell University.
On the other hand, if the Trump administration decides to walk away from NAFTA, even if that hurts the U.S. economically, politically, that would be probably a win for President Trump.
After all, he campaigned on the idea of withdrawing from NAFTA, and he's already withdrawn from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade agreement negotiated under President Obama. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.